So, welcome, by the way, to this. I guess I'm going to try to stay on topic with this. It's been a minute since I've done this shit, so I'm kind of, I have a lot to say. I have a ghost story. That one's coming up, because I don't really feel like, I kind of want to write this down and give it some, some structure, I guess, before I tell it. You know, finally I'm to tell it, because I feel like I'm going to tell it on a podcast, and then I'm going to be done with it for, as far as that goes. Like, it's going to be, you know, maybe like my barroom story that makes me sound cool. I'm the crazy old man in the corner in a raincoat, and it's 95 degrees outside, and is he even wearing a shirt under the raincoat? Who the fuck knows? Stay tuned to find out when the old man takes his jacket off and reveals he is not wearing any pants or underwear. That's another guy, though. That wasn't me. It's not going to be me either in the future, even though he's already not scoping out the bar and everything. So I rode past the vape shop here in our little town, and I admittedly was into the attempt, the ambrosia of the vape trend, I guess. It was a trend, it is a trend, whatever. It helps a lot of people. It has not helped me. It was foolish of me, and it was a waste of money, because I mean, I have a really good mod box, as you call it, but I do not use it at all. In fact, I couldn't tell you where any juice is. I couldn't tell you where any coils are. I can tell you where my mod box is, but not my, the reservoir you pour the juice into. Forget what you call that. But anyway, so the vape shop here, apparently it moved. It was in one location. It moved to another. It moved back to its original location. And I rode by earlier, and I noticed, like, it's gone. And, I mean, you hear it. I just kind of, really openly, just to myself, I just did not give a shit. I still don't, as I tell it now. Like, it's, I don't know why, but it's funny because, I mean, sorry that happened, y'all. I mean, the guy that I never saw without a backwards hat on and hair longer than mine, straightened, with this, like, one of those people that always make me uncomfortable, and I can tell it before I'm ever introduced to them or have to be forced and wrangled into a conversation because I'm in the vape shop he works at or runs or owns. I don't know. But you go in, dude talks like Herman Munster, and he's like, "Hi, welcome to the vape shop. Do you have your ID with you?" And then, you know, you give him your ID and blah blah blase blase. Then you go and buy your juice. He tells you the bullshit stories about the benefits every time. It's like, dude, I know the size of this town, and I know motherfuckers are not veering off the highway or, you know, flying in from other locations to frequent or even singularly visit your fucking vape shop. It's not happening. So there's no way you don't know me. You should know me on a first name basis. Were it a business of mine, when I was like into that, sadly, I guess I would have to say I was immersing myself in the culture, and it's props to the people that just keep that shit to yourself, themselves. You know, I did. There were times, you know, I forced it, like, get in a car with a kid or kids, and you're gonna eventually, like, oh my god, if you're addicted to nicotine in any capacity, you're gonna want some nicotine. And so, yeah, I have, you know, vaped around people, but not an exorbitant amount, and certainly not at a dinner, say, does anyone mind if I vape? Well, it doesn't matter if you do, because it's perfectly safe for all involved, and everyone around enjoys the butterscotch nipple shot shit scent of my vape juice. And shut up if you don't like it, and just sit back, relax, and enjoy the cloud show. Man, I fucking hated vaping. Like, I thought I was fine with it when I was doing it, and I actually was smoking less, but that's the key word, less. I didn't stop smoking. I didn't, they call it what, cessation? I didn't cessate. I didn't do anything like that. I don't know if that's a fucking word. Who cares? The point is, I didn't enjoy the vaping experience, but I'm kind of tight with my money, so at times, it's not sneakers, and it's not stupid shit in a thrift store or an antique store or a flea market. It's not anything I enjoy spending my money on, put it that way. I don't enjoy really spending my money on the cigarettes I smoke. I don't, but I would much rather be able to choose, like, the culture I'm immersing myself in with the gas stations or stores I buy my cigarettes from. And I frequent two places and have a third on standby if they don't have my brand of cigarettes at either location, or I don't go to the town one of them's in. And I don't know. There was a simple original question was, do you find it, if you don't have emotion about it, you don't think any of it, you don't have anything to say then. But, of course, I can't really open a conversation with anyone. I don't really care to. It's just a food for thought or shit for tats and God and death, you know? It's just a question, like, do you find it amusing, or do you find it, like, fist-pumping, like, yes! Like, excitement that a vape shop shut down because of their sins? Do you even care? The same thing as always. Thank you for listening to this. I don't know. It's kind of nice to revisit an app I just kind of drifted off into other apps and tiddly bits and tinky winks of the information superhighway, and I just kind of left this behind. But to like open it back up and see, like, oh, I got like a bunch of applause, whatever that means. I know that's a good thing, and that means people listened and hit that little tapper button that makes you clap. But thank you so much, and for listening. And man, take it in, drink this podcast in, and let it engorge your soul in delight and satisfaction. I'm going to be back sooner than later, because I have a ghost story that is going to mind fuck your ear pussy clean off your tit smoke. All right. I don't know how to say goodbye.